Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited.
I'm not Matt.
What up, Matt?
Hi, I'm Matt.
Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold on the line with us this morning for Brewers 360. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, let's tell the Blake Perkins story. What is he, second year with our team? Where did he come from? How did we pick him up? And boy, aren't we glad to have him.
Yeah, certainly. He was actually a pretty high pick out of high school in the second round by the Nationals. He's bounced around. He was with the Yankees at one point, became a free agent, and we signed him, actually gave him a major league deal to get him on our roster. And he's been, I mean, yesterday was just unbelievable. I mean, I don't think he could ever ask for anything more than what he did yesterday. I mean, it felt like vibes from like the Lorenzo Cain type of days at his peak. You know, it was just awesome to watch. And Blake is such a great kid. He's really funny and loves baseball, and we're thrilled to have him.
How many runs did he save yesterday? That, and then if you add in his home run, that's a little.
Yeah, I said it was like a pick six in the NFL, right? You pick it off and run it in for a touchdown. That's what he did.
Yeah, I mean, really, yeah, it flipped the whole game. I mean, with him hitting a homer as well, I mean, you know, at least, you know, with the bases loaded there, the ball in the right center, the robbing the homer, and then the dive in, you know, to, you know, right over his shoulder. I mean, that's, it's a lot of runs. So it was a great game for him.
And it sounds like the news is good coming from Trevor McGill's injury, lined in the arm by a line drive that ultimately would cost the Brewers the game, but not fractured. And what do you think? When would he be able to pitch again?
Yeah, we're hoping it's a couple of days. I mean, he's a really tough kid, as you know. You know, he told me a story. I asked him if that had ever happened to him before, and he said, yeah, he had it in the minor leagues at one point, and he still threw eight shutout innings after that, you know, so he's, I mean, he's like, yeah, I've been through this. And so he says he's going to be fine, which is great, but certainly, yeah, that was a scary moment for us.
I got hit in the head one time in a softball. I was a kid playing with like older kids and I was pitching, and you know, softball is different because you got the composite bats and all this stuff. Took a liner off the forehead, dropped me.
Jeez.
Oh man.
So I just offer that story. What is your reaction to that, Matt Arnold? Tough it out. Well, you know?
Explains a lot, buddy.
Well done. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
I don't know why I told that.
Well, what are pitchers taught to do anything in those situations? Whether it's, you know, after their delivery, are scouts looking at that? Like, okay, well, they're setting themselves up.
It's a good question.
To get injured, or are there ways to prevent it other than just have quick reflexes?
Dude's follow through. He's really fallen off the hill.
Yeah, I mean, certainly we try to. You try to get in a good fielding position. I think they teach that at a young age. I think the difference is when you're throwing 100 miles an hour like Trevor McGill is, it's harder to do that, you know. And so it's, you know, it's just natural that he's going to kind of fall off the mound with everything, all the momentum that he has going. So. Makes it harder to certainly get into a quality little league field position, you know, that we're taught growing up. But yeah, certainly it's a risky spot there for sure.
You know, speaking of pitching, that is a question that we get a lot of. Matt texted to us or emailed to us when you're on or when the skipper is on, asking about the pitching. If the club is going to start looking outside of the organization for more pitching, as we seem to have some injuries that have piled up over the last few months.
Certainly, yeah. I mean, we're always active and looking to the extent that we can try to help this club. And, you know, as I've talked about, I think the guys have stepped up and done a really good job. I mean, you know, in a lot of ways too. I mean, we do have some guys coming back. Hopefully, guys like Jacob Junis and Joe Ross, Bukauskas did a really nice job, and then of course Devin Williams coming back. DL Hall started throwing the ball really well the other day too, which is great. So, you know, we do have certainly have some good arms, but absolutely always open to external additions as well.
No, this is the part, Matt, where you tell us the three guys that you're talking to currently and what deals and who you're willing to wager for them. Yeah, I think you misunderstood Eric's question there. Right? He wants a list.
We're talking to everybody. We're not just three. We're talking to the mailman. We're talking to the
nice.
We're talking to everybody. So anybody that'll listen, we're open for business.
All right, good. Well, I'm much better now after the shot to the head. So let me know.
Great.
Brewers Senior Vice President, General Manager Matt Arnold with us on Brewers 360. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
I haven't had a muffin yet, Matt.
Mark Tauscher joins us next.
Idea Man.
NBA athletes to me, especially the wings, Giannis and LeBron, those cats are the best athletes in the world, in my opinion.
Innovator.
Can they go out and play 17 weeks when they have Fred Warner, Quay coming at him and drilling him? No, they don't want that life.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
But do they want to go through this life that NFL players have chosen? I don't think so.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Kohler Services.
So, Tausch, there's a story in the news today about the Milwaukee Common Council putting a temporary suspension on overnight services at a Denny's near 27th and Howard.
What?
So, yeah. So they're having issues at the Denny's, having to call the cops a lot because of fights or whatnot. And because of that, the Common Council said, okay, 15-day pause from midnight to 5 a.m., no more going to the Denny's there as they can kind of get that figured out. So it got us talking about the overnight places that we may have frequented in
our day.
Yeah. The spots that we would go to. I was just curious if you had one. I have one that back in the day that we'd always, you know, either bowling or if you're seeing a movie or whatnot, you'd go to Ma Fisher's there on the east side.
Okay, there's a spot.
Spent many an hour at the Ma Fisher's.
I mean, I remember hanging out at Webb's.
Oh, yeah.
Well. Yeah, I think you look at those places and, you know, there's kind of a common theme. Everybody's usually hammered. And the other part is breakfast is in play.
Yes.
I mean, that's the – if you don't – I don't know if you could consider yourself a late-night spot. I know there's – you know, you have some places that I don't want to give away free advertising. Burritos as big as your head down in Madison.
La Bamba, right?
And that was always a spot that you would go to and you'd look at it and you'd get it and then you'd think, man, that is so good. And then the next day you're like, what the hell was I doing at 2:30 this morning? But yeah, Denny's, you could look at Perkins. I think there's all of those spots. And I think the key to it, you know, you got the diner vibe, you got coffee, you got some people that are just getting off a shift and they're looking at it. And then you have all the people that have been overserved that are annoying, but I think you have to have pie. I think in order for it to be that next level, I want a pie window that you can go and after you wolf down six eggs and a slab of bacon, you want to be able to go see a lemon meringue pie. You want to see a rhubarb pie. You want to see those pies in that stand in case you want to get one.
Hmm. Well, we used to hit when I was in college, I went to St. Norbert Tausch, so we used to hit that Denny's at the end of Oneida Street there in Green Bay.
Yeah.
And the other thing with that, I guess no longer the case, but when we were younger, you could smoke in there. So anybody who was want to do that, at least you could sit there,
sip good old coffee days.
And pull that dart.
Hey, Vinny, when that happened, because my dad would go to a place called Shebangers, and then he'd come home and everybody, you know, you'd play Sheep's Head and then you'd come home, and I just always remember you'd have to hang your coat, like, outside.
Oh, yeah.
Because the stank of the smoke and the stale beer and everything else, you couldn't – it would completely take over the house, like Seinfeld's B.O. episode. It would take over the house if you came in with the smoke-filled jacket and everything else.
Now, I got to say, I definitely defended business owners' rights to, if you want to have smoking in your business, whatever. That's no longer the case, and I don't mind not coming home smelling like that anytime you go out.
Yeah, it's I think, one of the best things. And you know, one of the things when I was out in Las Vegas, I think you forget about that. You can light up a heater anywhere in the casinos. I totally forgot about that. But I think now, because they put these monster air filtration systems, you don't even know. Maybe I don't know for sure if I smelled like an old stale cigarette, but I believe it didn't hit me, even though couple of the guys I was with were lighting up heaters, lighting up heaters every blackjack hand. That's probably one of the reasons we got our brakes beat in when we were out there.
A couple others coming in the text line. Real Chili, Jalisco's, George Webb's, okay. Obvious, Oakland Gyros, or in Madison.
Yeah.
Parthenon?
Euros. Euros, burritos, but I think the winner has to have breakfast with some type of pie selection. That's the winner for me.
7:58, Wisconsin's Morning News.